Good morning. I've been tackling the tricky topic of tithing. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. Let me recap where we've gone this week, and I'll have a few additional comments. First of all, tithing is modeled for us by righteous, godly men, Abraham, and then later Jacob. Tithing is commanded to the Israelites in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. There are specific tithes for specific purposes. They were to be brought to the temple. And the prophets could say that if you are not bringing in the full 10%, the tithe, that's what a tithe is, then you are robbing God and you are not going to get the financial blessings that you could be getting. That does not transfer to a Gentile Christian living in the New Testament who is not living in Israel, who is not bringing the tithes to the temple and supporting the priests. And it doesn't mean all of that. That was part of a covenant God made, a special promise to the Israelites that if they followed all the laws, it wasn't just tithing, but if they followed the covenant, then God would bless them financially. He would prosper them, meaning specifically in rains, in crops, in harvest. That was part of his special covenant with them. That doesn't extend to us. So Gentile Christians now living in America are not mandated to tithe by law. We are not robbing God if we fail to tithe in every circumstance. Nor are we promised to have abundant financial blessings if we do tithe. At the same time, I do believe we should tithe. And the way I explained this yesterday is that God does require throughout the Bible for us to recognize that He owns all things, that He has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ, that He has called us to be a part of His church, which is advancing the gospel message, which includes, we see evidence in the Bible for supporting ministers, for supporting local churches in their work in discipleship, in teaching everyone to obey all that Jesus has commanded in bringing the gospel to the nations. We are to support that work wholeheartedly, and that includes financially, and we are to give cheerfully and be glad that God will use our financial resources to do that, and we should give a proportion. We should set aside, we should think about, consider, not just give, you know, what we happen to have in our pocket at one time, but we should have a thoughtful, planned giving. We see that taught in places like 2 Corinthians 9:7 and many other places. We've looked at some of those this week. So what percentage should we give? Well, if we have a model of Abraham, Jacob, the nation of Israel giving 10%, then I think that's kind of the basic number that we could use to evaluate our own hearts and our giving. If we can give 10%, if it's possible for us, then why wouldn't we? What do we value in this world more than we value being able to give that 10% number or even exceed it through special offerings and supporting causes, maybe in addition to our regular tithing? I think that that is a guideline, and I think all Christians who want to honor God with their resources will want to tithe. Not so that you'll get all kinds of financial blessings, or, you know, that, and it's not this idea that, well, if I give this amount, then I'll get twice as much back financially from God. No, I don't think that's a promise. I think God might do that. And I think I've heard many testimonies of God helping people in unexpected ways, and they connect it with, you know, I faithfully tithe and God did this, but He might not. You might go through financial difficulties even though you've been tithing your whole life. That's not a promise or a guarantee. Here's what you can have. When you're tithing, you are putting in your financial resources God first in your life. And you are not being sidetracked by the things of this world. It will help you keep your focus on what is most important in life, which is God and glorifying Him and using the short time we have on earth for something of eternal value. So I believe it will increase your joy, your passion for life, your passion for God. It means that when you do hit financial difficulties, since you don't have your heart set on those things, they won't bring you down the same level as when you're living to just store up as much as you can in this life. So there are blessings, I think more important blessings than financial blessings, when you commit yourself to tithing, when you make that kind of commitment. Now, when might be in a time when you don't tithe? Well, maybe if you're in a lot of debt and you know that, hey, I could give 10%, but if I give 10% now, it's going to take me twice as long to pay off the credit card bills, and they're charging me X number of dollars in interest, and or I'm not going to be able to pay off this loan in time if I'm tithing, and I have made an agreement, and I'm obligated to make that loan payment. That might be a reason why you might say, you know what, I wish I could tithe. I'm sorry that I made bad choices that led to me being in this situation where I can't tithe right now, and I'm going to pray that God will help me get back to where I need to be so that I can tithe again. I think that would be an honorable prayer. I think there might be medical bills that put you so far under that maybe for a time you're not able to tithe, and you might have a situation like that. You might, especially as a single parent, especially if you've just lost a job and you don't have assistance in place and you're applying to get some help, but you don't have it all in place yet, you might not be able to put food on the table for your children and provide for your family if you're tithing. Things are that difficult for you right now. And so right now, hey, I can't tithe, but my desire is to tithe. I'm going to pray that God would bless me so that one day I can tithe. Hey, maybe I can't tithe right now, but I can give 3%, and hopefully by next month I can give 4%, and by the next month I can give 5%. I think God will honor that attitude. I don't think that you're robbing God again if you're in that kind of situation and not hitting that 10% number. That 10% number, I think, serves as a good guideline to help us evaluate our hearts. But there can be valid reasons for giving less than 10%. Give what you can. If it's possible to give 10%, give 10%. There are all kinds of things in the Bible that we tend to abuse. Another one I meant to spend more time on this week but haven't gotten to is the year of Jubilee. And Leviticus chapter 25 talks about this special year when debts are canceled, when slaves are set free, and this is a special time of repossessing land. If your land, you had to sell it because you were in debt, the land comes back to you and your family on the 50th year, and it's called the Year of Jubilee. And very often on TV, you know, if you watch enough Christian television, you'll find someone that will say this year is the Year of Jubilee. Every single year is the Year of Jubilee, according to Christian television. But that's not true. The Year of Jubilee is a specific year. It's given out in the Bible. It's every 50 years. It's not every year. And it doesn't come whenever any preacher cares to declare a Year of Jubilee. It was a specific part of Israel's system of observing a Sabbath year rest for the land. It related to the land of Israel. It didn't extend to anything else other than practices from within this family, the Israelite family. And we don't get to just declare that this year is a year of Jubilee and God's favor is coming upon me. That's not how it works. We do learn from Jubilee that God is in the business of setting captives free. He does it for us in Jesus Christ in forgiving our sins. And he allows us to partner with him in his work of proclaiming this freedom-giving message of the gospel, not only in our prayers, in our time and service with our talents, but also financially with our money. And I pray for all of you, if you're going through a hard time financially, that you would have a desire for God to bless you so that you can be part of that regular giving. I encourage you to go to church this week. That's where God is at work in building his kingdom, is through one local church, by local church all around the world. I invite you to come to Fairfax First Baptist for our 11 o'clock service and Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service if you don't have a church that you already attend. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.